This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida, to discuss the issues of the week from, well, the medical issues. Let's put it that way. We have lots of different programs that discuss lots of different issues, but this hour is devoted to your health and well-being. Ken has gone through many of the journals, the medical journals, so that you will know what is being researched and what the results of the research are. And we talk about lots of ancillary things that have to do not only with his expertise as a cardiologist, your heart, your circulatory system, all of that, but he's a facilitator of information medically. I like to acknowledge that with him because he really does put it all in a way that we can understand it. And because COVID is still around eating at our Achilles heel, there still are things that we need to keep up with. So this first item of interest here, Ken, has to do with COVID-19 patients that are trying to sleep. And a position, is that right? This is an interesting study. It's interesting they go down into the weeds this far to help people who have COVID sleep. And who would have thought that lying in different positions would make a difference when you had COVID, right?
Exactly. Well, Doug, if you were to take a walk with us into the intensive care unit, I doubt you've done this.
What a pleasant walk. Yeah, right.
If you take a walk with us into the intensive care unit with patients who have COVID, and unfortunately, if they have to be on the breathing machine, what you'll remarkably see is that we've learned if they lie on their stomach, they seem to do better and have a higher likelihood of getting out of the intensive care unit and going home.
Mm.
And what is suspected prior to the study is if you're home not doing well and you want to try and stay out of the hospital, maybe staying on your stomach might help you stay out of the hospital. And it's just the opposite. Another example about how the body just isn't always predictable. Intuition about the body is often wrong. This study showed that if you're out of the hospital and you have COVID-19, just the opposite. When you're sleeping, don't sleep on your stomach. This was published this week in the JAMA Internal Medicine, Journal of the American Medical Association.
So why do you think that is? I mean, step one, put one more foot into this and maybe help us understand why that is.
You know, it's purely speculative. I don't think the study was powered to tell that. It may be how the organisms lie in the lungs and how the lungs collapse when there's pneumonia infection with COVID pneumonia. It's something special about COVID pneumonia that allows the airways to get better opened when you're on the breathing machine, when you're lying on your stomach. But you know, anyone who thinks they know the answer to this question is blowing smoke in the face.
Hopefully it's not marijuana smoke.
Hopefully it's not. None of the smoke they're blowing in your face is helping.
No, that's right. Children with COVID-19 being hospitalized now. And this is sort of confusing because most of us hear that if you have Omicron, you're not going to be that sick. And so vaccination versus non-vaccination, age higher or lower, how do all the pieces fit together here?
Another example of what they teach medical students, we learn as medical students early on, is that children are not little adults. And children are unique medically, and you have to approach them differently than we do adults. And what we learned early on with the original variant and with Delta, the kids seemed like they were doing pretty well. But then with Omicron, which came this past January and the big surge right after Thanksgiving, was that it was just everywhere. You know, it's estimated that half the public, whether they know it or not, were exposed to Omicron, infected with Omicron. And because so many children were infected with it, a fraction of them did end up in the hospital. And the interesting thing is that almost twice as many children admitted to the hospital during the Omicron surge in January were non-vaccinated. So even in the 5 to 11-year-old group, those who were vaccinated were much less likely to be admitted during the surge of Omicron.
All right. We put that piece together. It is still, I think, if you're a parent, if the youngster in your family or youngsters, even if they're, I think it's, well, the choices are still kind of awkward, I think, for parents.
Hard decision.
To get a shot or not
Hard decision.
And then, you know, what happens to them. Go ahead.
You have to individualize it. You have to know your child, the exposure, how much illness there is locally, what their medical history is. You know, if you are in right now, not hypothetically, I hope you're not, in a surge of COVID and you have an asthmatic child, of course you want to get that kid vaccinated. That's one extreme. But, you know, the other extreme is a hard decision for mom and dad.
Yeah, I think so. All right, COVID, as we get into the hour with Dr. Ken, one of 2 hours on the DJV Health Calendar, the roster, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with the continuing focus on COVID, because there's still a lot of that floating around. The focus right now is on your weight. If you have we've been talking about it, and if you haven't been able to lose all the weight that you put on during COVID and you're still putting it on, So if you are, on the other hand, kind of successful in losing the weight and you are then failing to keep it off, two different scenarios, one fix. And it's the all-natural fix of using Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can go to Calotrin.com or TopLoss.com. I pretty much send everybody. There's another website, TopHealthSource.com. All of it does the same thing. It brings you around to making conclusions that will help you be successful when it comes to doing all that work, losing all that weight, and then, how do I keep it up? Do I have to stay on these horrible diets or keep on the exercise program? Exercise is good for you. Sometimes some people don't want to overdo it, or they don't want to keep doing it to the extent that they had to in order to lose all the weight. But exercise, make no mistake, using Calotrin and having a good exercise program is the best way to repair your body, to rebuild your body. Lean muscle tissue is what will keep you in shape. Aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, they are the things, those are the three different things that numerous studies point to when it comes to having that combination, the right combination, in keeping your body in good shape and losing the weight, keeping it off. Calotrin breaks down proteins, increases amino acids in the blood system, decreases C-reactive protein levels, and that's getting down into the peptides, the peptide department. But bottom line is, this is a fabulous product that works so well. So if you are really interested in doing yourself and your body a favor, it's available right now in stock. There's an easy pay plan if you want to buy more than the 90-day supply, which, by the way, you get $25 off. 25 years of success helping people lose weight and keeping it off. Calotrin is the natural approach. Super duper. TopLoss.com is the website. When you check out, use the DJV code for free shipping and that $25 off the 90-day supply.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. we give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Radio Health Journal.
Not everybody is ready for a transformative life change, so we want to make sure everybody has access to the information and resources that they need to be safe and healthy.
How a historic focus on harm reduction can save lives.
Then how implicit bias and racial discrimination amongst healthcare providers results in poor quality of care for people of color.
It's unfortunate that a person of color would feel inferior or feel they are not there.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
To hear these stories and more, visit RadioHealthJournal.org.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The focus now on, as we continue with COVID, man, do we wish this would all go away. There are a lot of people who are concerned because the government has said, well, they didn't want to, but the courts made the government get rid of the mask mandate, which all along, most of us, I think you and I agreed on mandates. It's more intelligent to educate people as to why wearing a mask is a good idea, but now you don't have to. The masks have fallen. Health experts are they don't seem to be on the same page with this, Ken. Some are dismayed. Some think, well, we're going to have that mandate. Others say, well, if you're, you know, on an airplane, the air is better on the airplane than it is on the ground. So what do you have people come into your clinic and ask you about the mask or the lifting of the mandate, express themselves one way or another, or what do you think?
Which question are you asking me?
I'm asking you all of them together. These characters in the Center for Disease Confusion and Contradiction we should appeal the mask mandate ruling. Nonsense. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, from what I understand, the Department of Justice is appealing it. I think that there's just a lot of politics here, and us, most of us doctors want to get the politics out of medicine and just base it on the science, and I think there is going to be a legal tete-a-tete over this, and it is sad. And you know what's interesting? You listen. Did you hear the recordings on the airplanes when they announced that you could take your mask off when the judge announced it?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. Just cheering loud.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh. Do you hear the kids, their response when the teachers say you don't have to wear the mask anymore? They are hooting and hollering, jumping up and down. Most people have enormous fatigue over this. And,
yeah.
I think that when the people who make these rules are then seen not adhering to them at all these events, you know, it's really hard for people to deal with this.
Well, I think
I get an earful all day about how people don't want any mandates. They want to be able to make the decision for themselves.
Right.
And they don't want to be told what to do. That's the general expression that I hear.
And I think that you will find, not that we have politics on our mind here, but under the circumstances, people who support in government the mandates will find, when it comes to election time, that they aren't as popular as people who say, make up your own mind. The science really isn't there anyway for it. Whatever they put forth,
well,
you and I have discussed this 100 times, the science.
That's the dilemma. The bottom line on masks is that my own feeling is that if you have the right mask, you know, a 3-ply or an N95, it will help. But the science is not really strong that they're of any value, and that's where the dilemma is. So that's why I think people have to make up their own decision what they want to do, given their own risk of getting it and understanding risk. And that's
I know the people that I see and fly with are happy that it's gone because they don't like being policemen.
I'm hearing
job.
The cheers.
Yep. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen cheering for more medical information in the next half hour of the DJV.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for a serious competitor.
A super stylish desk that will save me space and money.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace products and design tips curated by Jasmine Roth and Staples Work From Home Style Squad. Now save up to $100 on select chairs. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Limit 2 in-store only.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. By the way, if you want to reach out to Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida, pretty easy to do. Those of you who are nearby and some who aren't. I want to have connections, whether they be in person. I'll tell you, that's the best way to do it. But telemedicine is good, effective in this day and age. Ken's office number is 352-735-1400. That's the most direct way to do it. Don't need email. You don't need any of that other stuff. Just the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone and call the office. What a concept, huh? 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, we've got some more on COVID, just to keep people up to date. The booster, the newest booster, is somewhat redesigned. Is this all of them or just one of them, Ken?
This is very exciting. This is the newest booster from Moderna, and it seems as though they have a new booster that is very good against all these variants. Remember that the original vaccination was made against the original strain, and then we had Delta, and then we had Omicron, and now we have BA.1.2.3.XYZ, and every day we have more variants, and we're going to continue to have variants. And what we need to do is learn how to live with this, because this is not going away. It's going to be very similar, I predict, like the flu, and I predict we'll probably once a year eventually, like we get a flu vaccine, get a vaccine against the current variant for COVID-19. And the nice thing is that Moderna just announced this week that they have a brand new vaccine that is very effective against the new variants. And I'm hoping this will get approval soon. And I know that's why I personally, and you have to make a decision for your own self, this recommendation or availability for everyone over 50 for a second booster doesn't necessarily mean that everyone should get it over 50. It just means it's available. You have to talk to your doctor, your own personal risk. It's interesting, in England, it's available for only people over age 75. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different thought. And the original study from Israel that actually triggered the approval from FDA and CDC was against the Omicron variant that is not even the big one right now. So it's a little hard to know whether you should get the second booster, and also the immunity against the original Omicron doesn't seem to last very long. Very complicated. I think the movement to a new vaccine that covers the variants is the way to go. I'm excited that Moderna announced this. I imagine that the other companies are going to have one also soon.
My question, if Moderna has it and they're the only ones, can you take it and be comfortable if you've had Pfizer or J&J?
Stay tuned. And, you know, the mixing and matching of the seems to be okay with the original vaccine.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
and mixing and matching of this one, it's so new. They just announced it. You know, stay tuned. It's not, we have to wait for FDA and CDC review of it.
All right, one more COVID item, and it has to do with mental health issues. We were talking about this on the regular DJV program, how there is a risk of mental health issues because of COVID. And I think there are a couple of different reasons for that, are there not?
Well, I think what this story does, let me retune it here. This comes out of JAMA Network. Actually, what it looks at is breakthrough COVID-19 risk. Breakthrough COVID-19 risk is those people who actually get COVID-19 after they're fully vaccinated at the time they get sick with what was available at the time considered to be fully vaccinated. And the interesting thing was that if you had substance abuse, psychotic disorder, bipolar disorder, adjustment disorder, anxiety, up to 24% more likely to break through.
All right. There it is, the update on COVID items. Now, in the next half hour, we'll get to some of the other items that are important this week when it comes to your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disney could be one of the worst performing stocks in 2022 after the company became entangled in a high-profile political controversy regarding very young children and sexuality in Florida. The stock reached an all-time high in March of 2021, trading nearly $200 per share. Thursday, the stock was hovering near $120 per share. That's down 33% from a year ago. The Florida House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would dissolve Walt Disney's special governing power in the state, a move that could have huge tax implications for Disney. More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One Florida politician says a large number of Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party over the open border policies by the Biden administration. Representative Carlos Jimenez, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax overnight.
We've been shouting and demanding action at the borders for over a year. I mean, I went down to the border with Leader McCarthy back in March of 2021, right after the president, you know, took office, and he changed all of the Trump era policies that were causing a huge problem at the, and a crisis at the border. All made, you know, this is all self-inflicted by the president, and I think it's something that he wants. Now the Democrats see that, hey, this is a problem politically, and now they are waking up, right? I don't think they're really waking up. They're waking up to the poll numbers, like you said. This has been a problem for well over a year, and now it's a little bit too late for them to start saying that, gee, we really have a problem down there. We've been having a big problem for over a year.
As the country sputters into a new green era, batteries are the new oil. And the United States is lagging behind Europe and China in the race to make them efficient. Electric vehicles will give the United States a chance to achieve energy independence, but it will require complex strategic moves that won't pay off for years or maybe even decades. Most of today's advanced batteries are being produced in Asia. If the United States wants to control its own energy destiny, she'll need to secure a battery buildup program here on our soil. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken, although it's kind of a whopper when I say it's Dr. Doug. I can practice without idea. A lot of people come to me, actually, because they know I do these programs with you and Jack, and they want to know, well, what do these guys say? Oh, what do you think? Or what's your experience? And I share my thoughts and my experience, or I guess it even comes down to advice. Speaking of Whoppers, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the wrappers that fast food get wrapped in, you probably don't eat it, I don't eat it, but certainly plenty of our listeners go to McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Chick-fil-A and wherever else you go. Some of these very popular fast food restaurants are being sued because the forever chemicals that are used in the wrapper for the wrap the burger in or wrap whatever it is in apparently are really, that stuff's very dangerous. Forever chemicals. I don't know if I've heard them referred to as that before, but it's kind of like, you know, you hear, you sort of chuckle about some of the tests that have been done on McDonald's burgers, the buns and the hamburgers. They put them in a sort of an airtight compartment, and 3 years later they go back, and they haven't, they're still the way they were. Talk about preservatives. But anyway, these forever chemicals that are in the paper as well, you know, they've said they eliminated it from the food, but they didn't say they eliminated it from the stuff they wrap it in. So now the Environmental Protection people and the CDC and Consumer Reports and the National Restaurant people, whatever, they say there are 100 food packaging products from all these big restaurants that have this stuff in them. So I guess we want to avoid them because they're chemicals, and once you put them in your body, isn't it pretty common knowledge that eating the preserved foods and there's lots of preservatives in a lot of the foods that we have today is just not good for us.
Yeah, I think that McDonald's and Burger King pledged actually to remove these substances from the packaging in early 2021.
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet. So they may have.
They're going to phase it out by 2025.
Yeah, okay. So then what happens to people who eat the stuff? Is there really a danger because the packaging has it in it of getting into the food and it hurting preservatives in general?
Let's do a study. What's more dangerous, the food or the packaging?
That's a very good. Okay, I think you just answered the question. Thanks very much. All right, next up is ED, erectile dysfunction, and the drugs that are used to help you. Are we talking about the conventional Cialis and Viagra and Levitra? Are we talking about those?
Exactly. And I don't want to be a Grinch. You know, fast food as a staple diet is not good, but as a treat, you know, who cares?
But, I suppose, okay. Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, okay.
So this is really important information because us cardiologists for a long time have been putting frowns on some guys' faces, and this may turn things around. You know, we become the boogeymans who have to tell people who have some coronary disease and they're on nitrates that they can't take these erectile dysfunction pills like the Viagra. And this is really maybe revolutionary news published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. This is a major medical journal. That erectile dysfunction drugs may be safe to mix with nitrates. This is really, you know, you tell some doctor who has been sleeping the past week and this news, and they'll tell you, they'll think you've been, you know, smoking Lucky Lefties, Doug, because this really goes against all of our teaching that people who need nitroglycerin who might need nitroglycerin, you know, putting that under your tongue because you have coronary disease, need to stay away from these drugs. But this study says no. What this study says is you shouldn't take them together. So most people take their, when they're on long-acting nitroglycerins, not the ones under the tongue for a wallop big dose of nitroglycerin, but they need to take just have a good dose all day. They take it in the morning. This study said by evening you can take your Viagra. Viagra is the shortest acting one. You probably don't want to use Cialis. Cialis lasts 36 hours. Viagra about 4 hours. Levitra about 5 hours. So in my humble opinion, talk to your doctor. You want to do this safely. You want to have the ability to measure your blood pressure at home. So in case you find out you shouldn't be doing this, but don't do this on your own. But this opens up the door for people who are on nitrates, on nitroglycerin, using them in the morning and not take, the key is in this study, you shouldn't take them together, the nitrates and the Viagra, but nitrates in the morning and then most of us who take Viagra, probably in the evening, it will work.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Instead, Viagra doesn't quite fit in the mix, though, does it, under the circumstances?
Annals of Internal Medicine, docs. Read it. It's an interesting study.
There it is. All right, next study has to do with your bones. This is very interesting because I have torn both my rotator cuffs, left and right, the left one more recently in the cold weather this past winter. I slipped on the ice and I messed it up to the point where the muscle that attaches to the rotator cuff from my bicep, this is the one that most often gets torn, is torn, ripped right off, and just in a bunch on top of your bicep. It has healed to the point where it doesn't hurt, and I have a full range of motion, but I don't have the when they have the operation, what I learned was they take the top of the muscle, that strand of muscle, and they tie it back up to the rotator cuff. That's what happens, and I haven't done that, and it doesn't seem to affect. Every once in a while, I have a little click or a little something here or there that makes me uncomfortable, but I'm interested in this study because it seems to point to having low testosterone for men, and that puts you at greater risk for rotator cuff tears. as you know, my testosterone is pretty high. So would this not appeal, not apply to me, do you think?
Well, exactly. This doesn't apply to you. What was reported this week in the journal Bone and Joint Surgery is that women with low estrogen levels, men with low testosterone levels, they raise their own risk for rotator cuff tears. Clearly, as you know personally, not the only cause of a rotator cuff tear, but just another good idea to know your hormonal levels and think about whether they need to be normalized, and that's a complicated question that needs to be individualized for each of us.
Coming up, a focus on the good cholesterol in your system and what it does for your brain, amongst other things, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, studying and helping you understand the world of medicine in the year 2022. I'm Doug Steffen with something that is not necessarily in need of a study. That is what it takes for you to get a good night's rest, to get good sleep. Ken will tell you, get 6 to 7 hours. Some people say 7 to 8 hours. But you need to have good surroundings. You need to have quiet, no TV, none of the things that people sometimes put on the nightstand like their iPhone. And having good mattresses, having good pillows, mattress toppers, all the things that MyPillow specializes in. The 3-inch mattress topper is a joy. It's so comfortable. They have other things. MyPillow produces not only the pillow for your bed, but couch cushions. They have roll-and-go, wonderful colors in their roll-and-go pillows. They have dog beds, they have body pillows, and then they have slippers. And but the number one thing, other than the pillows themselves, that sells very well are the Giza Dream Sheets, because they're so well-made, the cotton is so fabulous, and now they come in stripes as well as solids, right? Now available, the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow in both solids and stripes. Lots of great colors, lots of fun, and actually very comfortable, very cozy. So get all the complete sleep needs at MyPillow.com. And using the DJV promo code at MyPillow.com, you save 30% on the mattresses. You save actually 50% because you get two for the price of one using the promo code DJV when you buy the Giza sheets. Check it all out. Save from 30 to 65% using that code. DJV at MyPillow.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
All right, back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, and a focus on the good cholesterol. This is something that I get it in the neck when I have my exam with Ken because I don't have enough of the good cholesterol and I have more of the bad cholesterol and I don't like statins. So red yeast rice gets the call and exercise gets the call and my numbers still haven't changed for as many years as I can remember, Ken. So in terms of good cholesterol, does the more of it you have protect your brain from Alzheimer's? Is it a quantity sort of thing?
If you want to do a study on humans that's going to fail, use a drug to raise the good cholesterol and see if you protect them from heart disease. Because the good cholesterol, we know if you have it naturally, you seem to have less heart disease. But every time we try with medication to increase it, the study fails. And what has been recently felt is that good cholesterol is just a marker of your quality of your lifestyle. But fast forward to this week with a report from Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. We learned that good cholesterol may actually protect you from Alzheimer's disease. This is really interesting. And it seems like that the good cholesterol helps to filter out some of the bad things that clog up the brain cells. So we're not yet at the point where we're recommending drugs to raise the good cholesterol. What my recommendation would be, it's just another good reason to maintain a healthy lifestyle. When I got into the gym and started really applying myself the way I should, my HDL went sky high. And it's just a matter of diet and exercise and just living a healthy lifestyle, you can really raise up your good cholesterol.
All right, here's something I saw this week that maybe you don't have to explain. I can just make mention of it, and it speaks for itself, but I'm interested in your comments. The focus on eating the fatty fruit like avocados and what that does to reduce your heart attack risk. Do people, when they come into your clinic, ask you about things like this, you know, butter instead of margarine and all kinds of things that we've been told over the years, butter's bad and margarine's good. Come to find out margarine's bad, butter's better. But cardiovascular disease certainly is the leading killer of people around the planet. 18 million plus lives last year. In the United States, what did we have last year? One person's dying every 30 seconds or so, right? So if you're eating at least two servings of avocado a week, according to what I've read, reduces the risk of having a heart attack by 21%. Wow.
Avocado is a very healthy food. You want to stay away from the trans fats, and that's why we learned about margarine not being good. You want to stay away from the saturated fats. So butter itself is not the greatest, but it's saturated fat may be bad, but trans fat's even worse. And you want to stay away from the simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, the things you love at the bakery, and the whole grain carbohydrates are the healthy ones.
Yum. Don't forget our DJV podcast, DJV Health with Dr. Ken. You find the DJV Health podcast at djvhealthshow.com. It is free. We take up lots of, well, all the things that we discuss here, sort of summarized all the COVID news that still is important. Dr. Ken shares all kinds of news every week, so keep in touch. Dr. Ken at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Dr. Ken on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach out to him anytime. So many people do. They talk about listening to us on the radio, which is cool. Find him at 352-735-1400. Nobody answers his out of office hours. Just leave a message. They'll get back to you. All right, first question has to do with this controversial Alzheimer's drug, and I think we've talked a little about this before, but there are people looking for clarification on Aduhelm, if that's how you pronounce it, A-D-U-H-E-L-M. Apparently, Medicare is going to cover it now. Are there other drugs? I guess there's a couple of questions here. Are there other drugs that are already in use? Because so many people can. When you talk about Alzheimer's and dementia and even Parkinson's, they get so scared they hope they never get it, and so do we. But you wonder about this drug and some of the others because there's been a lot of patients groups who've been pushing for access to it, but the folks at Medicare until now said they weren't going to cover it. Apparently they are now. So,
well, it's a complicated approval. Aduhelm is a very expensive drug. Anyone who's on Medicare noticed this year the biggest increase in their annual cost, their monthly premiums, than they'd ever experienced in their time on Medicare. And the reason is because of this one drug, Aduhelm, which was approved by the FDA with a lot of controversy because the FDA usually listens to its committees that it puts together to advise them, and on this one did not. And then after it getting an approval and several of the committee members, experts in the field, said they would never sit on an FDA advisory committee again after having such a wonderful experience, expecting this to be then available, CMS, because nobody's going to pay out five figures for their Alzheimer's drug each year. CMS then gave its own opinion about all this and said it would only approve it even after FDA approved it. It would only pay for it if you were involved in a study. So nobody's going to be able to afford this on their own, and nobody now is going to be able to get it unless you participate in a study. And it's probably good because the data really was not clear. The medical scientist in me review the data, and it really wasn't clear, and more data is needed. So I think this was a way to thread the needle on this, and there's so much pressure to get something for Alzheimer's. All of us know somebody who has Alzheimer's, and it just tears your heart up to have to work with them, to be with them on a daily basis. It's not pleasant. It's really rough on everyone involved. So there's so much momentum to get some magic bullet for Alzheimer's. So I think that's where this is coming from, the pressure to get it out. Sometimes clouds good science and may cloud some good judgment. And this is how CMS decided to thread that needle.
All right. Next question has to do with this year's allergy season, what we do about it. It seems to me, and the people that I work with on the DGV program on my farm, same thing. It seems a month or so earlier than last year, we started feeling the impact of allergies. So this has been studied ad nauseum, as you know. You want to explain a little about how pollen season affects allergies? And is there a direct connection? Because we have allergies to lots of stuff. Some people have allergies to peanuts and to gluten. And so everybody wonders whether, when we just talk in general about allergies, are they all the same?
The immune system in our body, which is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and foreign substances and bugs, sometimes over-responds. And in some of these substances that you find in flowers, in dander, whatever, everything that emits into the air gets into our lungs, and it affects different people in different ways. And sometimes our immune system will overreact in a manner which it shouldn't. And instead of protecting us, it's so strong it can kill us. And this is where you've seen eat a nut, your throat tightens up, your blood pressure goes down if you don't get a shot of epinephrine because of this overwhelming immune response where allergy reaction is so strong. So it's a tightrope you walk on when you're dealing with these things. If you have allergies, get checked, hug an allergist. They'll save your life, and make sure you carry the EpiPen and know how to use it, everyone in the family.
Good advice. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.